Very good. So let's go through this. At the time of purchase, these slides are not related to the capital side. They're related more to the paperwork side, right? We can talk a little bit about some of the capital if we have time too, but these are just some potential funding sources. When I talk about building your own private bank, right, there are people, I heard crazy numbers. Whenever you hear talk to these self-directed custodians in their presentations, they'll tell you these numbers of the amount of money that's sitting in cash. So people get all excited. For those that did actually learn about self-directed investing, they went and set up an account, rolled money over to these self-directed accounts. We had a lady in our office, came in, $230,000, and she rolled over to a self-directed account 7 years ago. And they have not invested anything in that account. So they rolled it over, they got excited at whatever happened, and haven't done anything. So people need to know that they can do it, but then what do they need to do? They need to do it. So who do they need to meet?
Us.
What's your attitude? Hold on. I like that, Tim. You said they need to meet me, because they do need to meet me, but guess who? Your finger should be pointing where?
Right here.
They need to meet you. They need to meet you, because you guys got an opportunity that can help them, right? And I would definitely challenge you to do that. So these are all, this is just a list. All of these accounts are tax-free or tax-deferred accounts that you could actually have money that will invest in your deals, right? We went out to 3 years ago. Aaron went out with me to this. So 2003, they did the first little how to build your own private bank event with, I think I was one of 43 people in that first event Equity Trust did. Last year, we went out 3 years ago, and there were 600 and something people at their annual networking event. How many of you guys think that a networking event that a self-directed custodian puts on for their account holders would be a good place to go? Right, if you got a lady that rolled over 7 years ago, has $230,000, hasn't invested in it, I think it might be good to network into that contact. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you guys, if you want to become experts at raising money, right, there is idle capital that sometimes it's sitting in accounts and they're investing, and they're at a Smith Barney or a Morgan Stanley or TDY. They have no clue what it's invested in. Their financial advisor's churning the heck out of it in the stock market. And they need you. That should be your attitude. They need to meet me. Go ahead, question.
Do they have to be qualified for accredited investor?
Question. Do you guys all hear the question? Do they have to be an accredited investor, right, to be able to invest in you? Yes or no? Who knows the answer to that? If they're investing directly with you in an investment, right?
They have to be in your sphere of influence, right?
So it's important. If you have a relationship with them, that's helpful. So prior to maybe taking on their funds, make sure you've taken the time to get to know them and stuff. And is this investment suitable for them? Suitability, write that down. That's a big deal. Suitability, is it good for them, right? But the other thing too, when you go into a fund is when, there's certain types of funds that have SEC registration, where you got to register with the SEC for that, and they have certain limits. There's a difference between a sophisticated investor and an accredited investor. And if you really want to build this business, right, again, July 16th and 17th, we'll have some, but there's stuff all over the internet that you can go get some basic information to get educated on raising funds, right? Just get familiar with this and get to getting. If you know you need to bring on some capital, get after it. Build your business plan. Go talk to people. So this right here, as far as I'm concerned, you could never leave this niche. And you'd have all you need. If you just did, we've done little workshops, right? Little one-on-one lunches where we educate on self-directed investing to start, and case studies about, here's someone that worked with us that invested out of their self-directed retirement. And did you know that you could actually, I had no clue, right, that you could do that on your retirement account. And then at the end, I hardly ever do a general solicitation, right? I have a relationship with a lot of these people, but by the end of the event, they're like, well, do you have any of these that I could do? Do you have some coming up? And was that the golden question? It's like, well, as a matter of fact, let me see. We might, right? But you could ask for an introduction, a warm introduction to somebody else, right? So this is where I spend all my time. So I'm excited. For some of you guys that really want to get capital, I'd say, join us. And I'll be working specifically with you.